What would your life look like if fear was not an option? Find out in the new series, Them, The Scare. It's an all-new installment of the horror anthology now streaming only on Prime Video. The series takes place in Los Angeles in the early 90s, with the city on the edge of complete chaos. Deborah Iorinde returns this season as LAPD homicide detective Don Reeve, who's been assigned to solve a new case that has left even the most hardened detectives shaken, to find the Southside Slayer. As she gives everything to uncover the truth, something horrific and supernatural begins to haunt her and her family. Them, The Scare features the legendary Pam Grier, Luke James, Wayne Knight, plus many more, and is sure to keep you guessing at every turn. Horror fans, get ready for your new obsession. This is something you do not want to miss. And remember, fear is not an option. Watch Them, The Scare on Prime Video, now streaming.
Hi, this is Mark Whitten, co-creator of Bloody Disgusting's The Hotel, and your lobby boy. For early access to ad-free episodes, monthly bonus episodes and postcards, access to our behind-the-scenes podcast, We Made the Hotel, and to get your name in our guestbook, join us on Patreon at patreon.com/thehotel. Thanks for listening.
Our guest checked in hours ago. He was polite and clear-minded, friendly and balanced. He helped my lobby boy take his bags to his room and even tipped. Eric Brune, on the surface, does not belong in the hotel. To meet him on the street, you would walk away liking him. Or forgetting him. I don't know what he's doing here. But here he is. So we gave him a room. Hotel policy is to welcome all. You can't find your way to the hotel without reason. My lobby boy is back. He's watching me, questions in his eyes. If he had the wherewithal, he might even shrug at me. But he knows as well as I do what comes next. I see to it personally. Even I have curiosities that must be satisfied. I wait until midnight before I knock on his door. He's awake, wearing his bathrobe. I apologize for the late hour and ask him if everything with his room is okay. I tell him it's a newly renovated room. We'd had complaints.
The room's great. Did you want to come in?
He says. I tell him I don't. I'm just checking on the guests. Behind him, I see the room is just as we prepared. Single bed and a table with an electronic clock. A simple room today. Green slime is slipping down the walls, puddling on the bed. Mr. Brune's slippers are slick and covered. He doesn't notice. He's got slime on his face. He must have touched it absentmindedly. It's not unusual for them to react this way. Some of the guests can't bear it. We take them all, though. We only need their bodies, not their hearts and minds. I tell him to have a good night and to call down if he needs anything.
I will. Good night,
he says, without closing the door. He thinks he's closed it. He thinks he's alone. I want to see what happens to him. He runs his hands through his sandy-colored hair, slicking it back onto his skull. He sits down on the bed and writes a note on the message pad next to the phone. He walks to the window and opens the curtains. I don't know what he sees. This room doesn't have windows. He stares at the wall, maybe seeing a cityscape or empty desert. I enter the room and check his note. It's illegible scribbles. He takes off his bathrobe and lays it down on the bed. But our guest is still wearing his day clothes. He hasn't changed. He just put on the robe. I see his suitcase has been opened and everything dumped on the floor, now covered in slime. He's on autopilot. Whatever happened to him is happening still. He yawns, and a blob of green and brown slime falls from the ceiling. He doesn't seem to notice that he can't breathe anymore. He's choking and sputtering, but curled up on the bed, ready for sleep. Half vomiting, eyes watering. After a few minutes, the few minutes it takes to smother, he's gone. Dead. I wait a little longer, watching the slime puddle in the corners and slide down the furniture. Seems premature. Seems like something more should have happened. But maybe I'm just old-fashioned. I leave when the slime starts dripping out of his eyes and ears and who knows where else. I check his note again, barely visible through the green slime that now covers the end table. Just a scribble. His final thought. Kept entirely to himself. I suppose all our final thoughts are known only to ourselves, though.
The Hotel was created and produced by Travis McMaster and Mark Whitten, starring Kelly Ninaltowski as the manager, Mark Whitten as the lobby boy, Graham Rowett as the owner, and Krista Lewis. Music by Lauren Picorni, West Rodri, and special guest composer Zach Tatum Drake.